when Dr. MacArthur was preaching through the family series, he recounted what he was like as a kid. His parents were in our, I had them come in and they did a panel where he and his mom, when they were alive, I mean his mom, they told us what Dr. MacArthur was like as a boy. They had three daughters and one son, John, Johnny. And he was a terror. You hear the parents, I don't know if it's, well, it wasn't taped. They had to discipline him constantly. He was all over the place. They look, where is Johnny? And he's over in the neighbor's house. And to watch his dad, he just said, I just thought he was just going to completely disqualify me for ministry. The daughters all, you know, and then there's they had to hang a sign around them in the nursery. I mean, not in the nursery as an infant, but as toddler running around. They had to put a sign around him that said, I can't play with you, I bite. We were all rolling around laughing in the time because the question were coming up. And he was arrested one time for getting in trouble. This happened and this happened. And you can just sense his dad was a pastor. He thought, man, I can't. I'm trying to deal with him. And they spanked him continually. Now, when Dr. MacArthur gets up and he's speaking about the family and child rearing, he's saying, rest assured, you know, you're going to have some children that are very difficult to manage. Very difficult. I mean, they have a zeal in every direction but the direction you want them to go in. And he said, but if God saves them and it corrals them, how that can be used for the glory of God. And he said, that was me. But it takes the Spirit of God to corral that. And the zeal, he's in all kinds of things. Ministries, writing, this, that, the other. What would have happened, and he says this from the pulpit, and I think it's on tape. What would have happened if I'd have been on meds? And he said, what long-term effect would the meds have had on me? And could I even do what I'm doing today by the grace of God had I been on or still on meds? And he wasn't saying it's sinful to get on them. He said, really, it's behavior, parents working. A lot of people say it's not ADD, it's BAD. Is the problem. Work with them. So I have a strong-willed child. That means you need to be stronger-willed parents. It's just more labor-intensive. It takes harder work. It takes more involvement. And granted, and have compassion, for some people it is much harder. Your boy might be, hey, he just sits there, good student, no problem. This other boy, we just got to keep him. He is a handful and a half, and we discipline him. It's not that. We teach him. You may have a little Johnny, you know, that God might use over here. Just don't compare. This is who God has given us. Be faithful parents and encourage each other. The Lord will encourage and bless you in the Lord.